Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Cyclon, and I am the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Ms. Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Inspiring Woman, Miranda Helmig. Today, Miranda will be discussing bullying and how to overcome it. Hi, Miranda. How are you today?
I'm good, Roberta. How are you?
I'm well. I know this is the second part of what we were discussing on the previous episode about bullying, and we were going to come back together and discuss it. So where would you like to start on our topic?
Well, last time I talked about just a little overview about how Jesus was bullied and about places where it can happen, like school, work, and really everywhere. Something that I really didn't talk about was how to deal with it or what to do. When you're bullied, you oftentimes feel alone and unwanted. And one thing to always remember is that you're never alone. You always have God, your Father, King, and your right-hand man. When no one else is around, He is. When no one else feels what you feel, He does. Because we are His children. When we hurt, He hurts. He is waiting for us to call to Him and to cry to Him for help. The first thing to do when someone is bullying you is to pray. Pray about how you feel, what you should do. God always has an answer and has our best interest in mind. We shouldn't just pray for ourselves, but pray for the bully, because they are bullying for a reason. You know, they might not have peace in their life. They might not feel loved, and they might feel alone too. So we should not only pray for ourselves, but pray for them. Luke 6:28 says, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." The second thing to do when someone is bullying you is love. You know, walking in love is a great way to combat bullying. If you respond in love, it gives the bully no fuel to fire. It's like saying, kill them with kindness. Matthew 5:43-48 says, "If you have heard it as it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do you not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?" And the final thing that I do is tell. You know, a lot of times when it comes to bullying, and, you know, the bully makes fun of you if you're if you decide to tell someone, you know, they threaten you or they call you weak. But it's okay to tell someone if you're being hurt, emotionally or physically. You know, sometimes you need help, and you're not just helping yourself, but you're helping the bully too. You know, they need someone to talk to too. Maybe they just don't realize how hurtful they're actually being. You know, I know that I've dealt with bullying a lot, and I know that you have too, Roberta. What do you think
Well, I wanted to tell you, Miranda, that I am thankful for what you're saying, because God is good, because the book that I was, children's book that I was just finishing with my writing coach, it's on love, and it talks about exactly what you're talking about. And I was saying, wow, this is confirmation that what I wrote was what I was supposed to write about bullying. And thank you very much for that confirmation that God used you to give that confirmation. And I want to say, you know, because I'm twice your age, and I have to say, back when I was in school, and I mean, even now, you know, being an adult, you know, I still get picked on and stuff at school by the younger kids, because, you know, I have a learning disability, and also too, you know, I'm just very different than a lot of the older students. I guess my personality comes off different, and you know, they giggle and laugh and pick on me, and some of them do, not everyone, but I've had my share. And it's hard no matter what age you are. I think everyone gets bullied on a different level of, you know, when you're an elder, someone that's a senior and they can't walk very well, you know, people make comments and pick on them because they're slow, or like me, you know, them older going to college and the younger kids think I'm odd and giggle and laugh at me whenever I say different things. And when I was younger, kids were mean, Miranda, but they're not like they are now. It's a totally different way, because back then, you know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the ability to get your thoughts, even if they're not true or not, across in such a fast way as you can now. And all these kids that get bullied on the internet, putting stuff on YouTube, Twitter, it's a whole different ball game than it was when we were kids. It's like, you know, someone would bully on you and pick on you, and there'd be like a group of people that would pick on you. But now, looking back, Miranda, it wasn't as bad as what it is now. And I agree with you with what you were saying, and it's so hard sometimes to love someone whenever they're mean to you and you want to retaliate and be mean, and you try to be the better person. And they do, some people do consider it weakness when it's not. You're just trying to be the peacemaker, and you just, you know, you try to do what you can to just hope it'll go away. And the prayer is absolutely, you know, put God first. And Miranda, what would you say to somebody that is getting bullied via, like, the internet, Facebook, in that way, not just in person? Because so many kids are committing suicide because people are bullying them, and that through the internet, and that's a major stress on their self-esteem. Do you have any suggestions of how they could maybe possibly handle that, or what to do?
Well, that, I've noticed there's been a lot of news headlines and a lot of people talking about that, because it's so much easier to say something mean to someone when you are staring at a screen and not to someone's face, you know, whether it's through texting, whether, you know, through social media. It's horrible, and oftentimes the person who is getting attacked, you know, they're by themselves also in front of a screen. They're not around other people. You know, they're literally alone at home by themselves, but I just want them to know that they're not by themselves, and it's okay to tell someone, even though people aren't physically pushing you or hitting you, it's still bullying. You know, you can still tell someone, and someone can still help you deal with it, and you can even talk to God. You know, God isn't there just for us to pray to at night. He's there for, you know, he wants to be there for us to talk to ask advice. He's our Father, and he looks at us like we're just so beautiful to him, and he loves each and every one of us and wants to help us in every way. So I would really I would want them to tell someone, because even though they're not getting physically bullied, it still tears you down just as much.
Yeah, cyberbullying is not fun. It says, I was looking while you were, so I was trying to find if there was something we could use to talk about cyberbullying, and it says, because I looked it up real quick, and it says to always think about what you post. You never know what someone will forward, which is so true, you know, that something you put could go around the world in, like, seconds. Like, somebody finds it really interesting or good, and you've seen people come instant successes or instant flops in, like, moments, you know, just from something. Now how the internet can just do things. And it also says on here, Miranda, that you need to keep your parents in the loop and tell them what you're doing online and who you're doing it with, and let them friend or follow you. And let's see, talk to an adult you trust about any messages you get or things you see online that make you sad or scared. If it's cyberbullying, to report it. And I know for a fact, too, that, you know, you want to be really careful on who you talk to, because there's so many people that are fake. They're not really who they say they are. And there's people out there trying to hurt people in other ways than just bullying them. And you need to be very careful. Also, I learned in my social deviance class that someone can figure out where you are in just a matter of moments. And especially if somebody's like a bully or picking on you, you have to be really careful too, because if you're posting online about, say, for instance, you went to McDonald's with your friend Julie and that's where you are, if you put down the information of where you are, these people could come to you directly where you're at, and you need to be very careful how you're posting, what you're doing, and where you are. You never want to tell people you're out of town. If you were going to want to talk about your great vacation, talk about the great vacation when you're back home. The same thing of, you know, I know that, you know, it's great to tell people where you are, but I mean, you have to be very careful, because all it takes is one person that you think really likes you and they don't, and or someone's setting you up, and that's all it takes, you know. So, and the other thing is, too, is it says that you can report cyberbullying to online service providers, and it also says to report cyberbullying to law enforcement. So, also, too, the bullying you want to report to your school counselor or wherever it is, you want to report it to an adult that can help you. What do you think, Miranda?
I agree. You know, especially online, you don't know who all these people could be bullying. You could be helping other people by telling other people who are too scared to stand up. And another piece of advice that I would give someone who is being bullied online is to confront their bully face-to-face, if it's a peer of theirs, if they go to school with them, work, and just say to them, like, hey, why are you being so mean? You know, why we get along in the workplace, what am I doing that is making you act this way? You know, because when people get face-to-face, it's a lot different interaction than people do when they're hidden behind a screen and have kind of that security, you know?
Exactly. That would be good. And if you have to, you know, even though you don't want to put the person on Front Street, and say, make sure that you confront them in a public area where there's other people around. That mean, like, maybe that people can't hear what you're talking about, but I'm just saying, for your safety, to do it in more of a public place if possible, so you're not alone, because Miranda, it's so scary anymore. Like, it just seems like, you know, that things are just getting worse and worse for everyone, and the kids. And another thing is, too, Miranda, if you notice, which I do, because, like I said, I'm older, is that I even go and just say hello to, you know, the younger generation, and they won't even speak to you because of, you know, texting is a new form of speaking. And, you know, you got to find, too, what works. If you know somebody is that's picking on you and you always see them texting or, you know, they don't ever speak, it's more, you know, that form of communication. You got to think maybe their social skills aren't very good to be able to speak to someone. Or maybe mm-hmm. they're hurting and they're trying to find a way to take their pain and put it on someone else too. Sometimes you can't always rule that out because there could be something seriously wrong and you don't know it, and that's their only way of releasing a way. Like, you know, they could be getting abused. You have no clue. You never assume that somebody is, you know, just mean until you get all the facts, because really seriously, maybe they're lashing and they're trying to get help, and that's the only way they can do it without flat out telling you what's going on, you know? So you got to kind of keep everything in mind instead of, what do you say about that, Miranda? Just like, say for instance, somebody was bullying you and, you know, you thought that they were really being mean, but they were trying to, in some way for you to get they were trying to get your attention of, for you to maybe talk to them or so they could get to somebody to help them. So I'm sure that's happened. I would not be surprised if it hadn't happened. What would you do, or how would you say to handle that?
Yeah, well, that's like what I was saying. My final thing to do was to tell, and that by telling someone, you're helping the bully too, because they might need someone to talk to and they might not even realize that they're being hurtful. But some people may look or do that for a way to get someone's attention for a reason. So just, you know, by telling someone, there's so many good things that come out of it. You're helping yourself, helping the bully. You know, that bully can talk to someone that's not going to, you know, say something to someone that whatever they're trying to hide. It's sad that someone would have to do that, but there are situations where I'm sure kids have been in that have to deal with that. But I would just say to tell someone, you know, and continue to show the bully love. Continue to do to others whatever you want them to do to you. You know, show kindness, kill them with kindness, and just tell someone it benefits everyone.
Very good, Miranda. And I wanted to say, when I was looking up at stopbullying.gov, it says to get help now. When your child or someone close to you is being bullied, there are many steps to take to resolve the situation. Make sure you understand what bullying is and what it is not, the warning signs of bullying, the steps to take for preventing and responding to bullying, including how to talk to your children about bullying, prevention in schools, communities, and how to support children involved. After reviewing that information, if you feel that you've done everything you can to resolve the situation and nothing has worked, or someone is in immediate danger, there are ways to get help. If you have a problem that there's been a crime or someone is at immediate risk or harm, you need to call 911. If someone is feeling hopeless, helpless, or thinking of suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline online or at 1-800-273-8255. Talk, which is 8255. The toll-free call goes to the nearest crisis center in our national network, and these centers provide 24-hour crisis counseling and mental health referrals. If someone is acting differently than normal, such as always seeming sad or anxious, struggling to complete tasks, or not being able to care for themselves, find a local counselor or other mental health services in your area. If a child or yourself is being bullied in school, contact the teacher, a school counselor, a school principal, a school superintendent, or the school department of education. If the school is not adequately addressing harassment based on race, color, national origin, sex, disability, or religion, contact the school superintendent, the State Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights, or the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. And Miranda, the other thing is, too, if you would like to continue on bullying, for our next segment, I was going to say another area that would be really good to talk about is people that are being bullied based on their race, their color, their national origin, mm-hmm. their sex, their disabilities, or their religious beliefs, because a lot of people do get picked on for that. So that would be another way if you're interested. I know you really like talking about the subject, and if you wanted to continue on for next time, that would be a good area for us to discuss for our next segment.
Yeah.
If you'd like to.
Yeah, that goes on a lot, actually. And I wanted to say that, bring up the whole kids who've been committing suicide over this. You know, I think that we need to take that option completely out of dealing with this, because that's not a way to deal. That's not a way to get. We need to take suicide and, you know, giving up a life completely out of this option. And I just want kids to know that who are being bullied. And I also want to tell the bully that, you know, you want to treat people the way that you want to be treated. You don't mistreat people. Everyone is equal, especially in God's eyes. You know, and for anyone in general, there's so much hate in this world, and that's definitely a big part in bullying. And 1 John 2:9 says, if we claim to be in the light and hate someone, we are still in the dark. So we just...
Amen.
We just really need to show love and compassion to everyone.
Amen. Miranda, we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want anyone and everyone to know the bully and the person who's being bullied to know that they're not alone. They have someone with them all the time. If they don't have their parents with them, they have God. God is there for them to talk to. God is there to lead you in the right direction. And every thing that you're going through in life, it's part of His plan, and it's there to make you stronger. He's not there to tear you down. God does not send you temptations. He doesn't do anything bad. Everything that goes on in our life is part of our plan to make us who we're going to be in the end.
Amen, Miranda. Thank you for your time today and for this powerful message. I truly appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Roberta.
Oh, you're welcome, Miranda. On a personal note, if you do have anyone that is battling with being bullied, just remember one thing, that this is happening now. I understand that it looks like it's going to happen for the rest of your life, but understand that this is a temporary situation, and temporary seems like sometimes it's forever. But please, if you feel at all that you want to take your life, that you feel like you can't go on another day, number one, remember, we need you, because one day you're going to need to tell your story to help empower someone else to get through what you're going through. And the only way that you can do that is if you survive. If you need someone to talk to, if you can't go to a parent, if you could go to your school counselor, to a teacher, if you still don't feel like You're getting heard. Please call the suicide prevention hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. Again, the number is 1-800-273-TALK, and the last four numbers is 8255. Please don't take your life on the ignorance of someone else because they're mean and hateful. Because really, truly, your story needs to be heard, and we need you. You were not brought in this world to be picked on and to take your life that way. To the bully, remember, I hate to say it, but what goes around comes around, and maybe right now at this moment it won't happen to you, but one day this situation will be reversed on you. You might be 20 years from now, but one day you're going to have somebody being mean and picking on you, and you're going to wake up and realize what you did was wrong. And you are going to want to ask for forgiveness for what you're doing. And if you can, please stop. It's not fun being picked on, and it's not fun to have others be brought down just because you want to feel better about yourself. That's the wrong way to do it. Get some help. Get somebody that can help and reassure you in a positive way. If you have no one to talk to, if you yourself is being abused or verbally talked down to in any way, please go get help. If you can't go to a family member, please go to a teacher, a counselor, a pastor, anyone, because we're here to help you. If you even have to call the phone number that is on our website, call us. We will find a way to help you. We don't want to lose another life either by the person being bullied or by yourself. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Miranda Helmick. And if you have a topic you'd like Miranda to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio and join us at Twitter at Motivation for You. You can email Miranda M. Helmick, H-E-L-M-I-C-K, at Ms. M-S, integritybeauty.com. Or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. And until next time, be a world changer.